All right, let's head to the kitchen. Just got off the cell phone with my father, who made sure to call in during the commercial break before my mother then joined the show. Mom, I don't know how, why is Dad out the door so early? What happened? Why is he gone so early? Is everything okay?
I don't know. He says he needs to go to work.
Well, okay. All right, Dad. Well, good luck at your day at work. I know he's in the car listening. And good morning to you, Mom. How are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
I can't complain. Thank you so much. Do you remember Oliver and Company?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I said Oliver and Company, and Christian looked at me like I had six heads. So I was like, come on. That was like huge in the 90s.
Yes, I remember. Wasn't it a little cat or something?
Yes, Oliver was a little orange kitty.
Isn't that's cute? Right.
And Dodger, the main dog in it, is played by Billy Joel.
Oh,
I know.
I don't know who plays who.
That's okay.
I just learned the other day that Owen Wilson played...
oh, my God, Lightning McQueen. My mother is... Okay, we're up in Vermont. Real quick story, and then we'll go into the recipe. We're up in Vermont, and we're watching Legally Blonde because we're at the hotel, and so they only have so many channels, and I think it was TNT, but whatever. We're watching Legally Blonde, and who is the brother? Something Wilson, the other Wilson brother, is in Legally Blonde. And my mom's like, why do I recognize him? I said, well, he's brothers with Owen Wilson. She's like, oh, my gosh, that's so true. And I go, and they sound alike. I said, but he doesn't quite sound like Lightning McQueen. And then, of course, right after Cars came on, either Freeform or one of those channels or whatever. And my mom's like, oh, my gosh, it's Owen Wilson. I'm like, yeah, it's clearly Owen Wilson is the voice of Lightning McQueen from Cars. Yeah. It blew her mind.
I don't know this stuff. I just watch.
I get it. I mean, I'm not really great about that kind of stuff either. It's just that, like, some of those voices really, to me, it's like, whoa.
Yeah. Once I learned it was Owen Wilson, it's like, oh, all of a sudden Lightning McQueen became a little annoying.
Not to say that I don't love Owen Wilson, because
I really do too.
But all of a sudden you're like, oh, there's a person there's a person attached to Lightning McQueen. It's not the car anymore. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right.
You're like, now he's complaining too much.
I just stay in my own little world, taking care of my own back in the day.
I know. I get it. I guess simple is easier and better, and sometimes we complicate our lives, and I'm sorry for doing that for you. No, it's okay. I won't tell you those things anymore, because it's true.
Don't keep me out of a loop.
Well, I won't. In most things, no. I won't. I got you. I got you. Keep us in the loop with this, though, Mom. You're making Cornish hens. Now, I've actually never had Cornish hens, and so I'm glad that you're giving us this recipe, because I'm going to try yours before we go to Amy Jo's wedding, of which she's apparently serving Cornish hens.
You know, what's funny about Cornish hens is Dad and I used to make them way back when, I think when you kids were little. It was like something, I don't know why, I don't know if I thought they were cute. I really don't know what I thought.
They are cute. I will give you that. They are adorable.
What I like about, well, especially like now that it's me and Dad, or even if you do have children, the only thing with them is they're little, so the bones and stuff are little. But what I like about them now is versus doing a chicken is, you know, they don't take that long. And, you know, with not being home a lot, you know, it's something I could start in the morning and finish at night. So what I did, so I got into them, and of course you could cook them just like a chicken, but Amy Jo told me about, you know, what they were serving at her wedding and this glaze and whatnot. So I started playing around with Cornish hens, and I did an orange glaze, and that consisted of, so what I started with is I always turn my chickens, my duck, my turkey, whatever I start with, I always start it upside down. And I baste it with a little bit of butter on the upside down area, some, you know, pepper. I don't like, you know, I don't always use salt. But, you know, you could put a little salt and pepper on it, but I just put the pepper and the butter. And then I let that get nice and brown. And then when that is crispy, I turn it over on the front, and what I did was I mixed about a half a jar of an orange fruit spread. I get the Bonnie Maman, because it's got like the strips of orange in it. It's, you know, different than just getting like in orange marmalade. I don't know, but I get the better jelly or spread. And then I take out about a half a jar of that, and then I added like a couple of teaspoons of Dijon mustard, and then I just poured in a little bit of orange juice, and I mix this all together, and then I, you know, coat the top of the chicken with it, and let that bake, and then, you know, when it's just about ready, I put the rest of it on, and they really came out like so delicious. And I'm sure you could do this with any spread, you know, different spreads, so you could have different ways of doing it. But they came out so delicious, and I just seem to be making them. This is the second time in like the last, I guess, 5 or 6 weeks that I've made Cornish hens.
I mean, they look really good. And what do you mean you've made them that many times? I haven't had any.
Well, I'm saying I made them one other time for me and Dad.
Oh, I see.
You know, but then I was thinking, you know, like it's like $6 for a little Cornish hen. And really, like, I only ate half of mine with the vegetable. And therefore, you know, for those that are trying to, you know, have like lunch for tomorrow or whatever, I actually sent the other half with Daddy for lunch yesterday.
Oh, nice.
But yes, I thought about making them for one of our Shabbat dinners. I was like, these are just so delicious. Mm. I should almost do them before like the wedding. You know, because I mean, they're not as expensive as I thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
You know, at $6 and pick up a vegetable, you know, I think you can almost eat for under $10, which is kind of nice.
And do they really taste like chicken? Like, does it taste the same as chicken? I think that's the thing that weirds me out, is it's so, they're so small that I've never had an inkling to try them.
I feel
them.
That they're just like a chicken. You know, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll have to give it a shot.
I was trying to think, like, a hen is a small chicken, or a hen is the female? I don't know. They're just done. It's the same meat. It's just so much easier to cook. You know, you could stuff them. I thought I would try stuffing them so that, you know, that would be kind of cute. So you have like your stuffing and your chicken, and you can also do the glaze or just make your regular chicken. I thought I would do it that way the next time. I just didn't have everything I needed for stuffing, but that would be a cute idea too. I will let you know how those come out, because I think I'll do it for a Shabbat dinner and give you guys something different to taste. So when you decide what you're going to eat for the wedding, you'll know, gee, do I want a Cornish hen, or do I want a piece of steak or whatever? Mm.
Yeah, I would love to do that kind of research. So if you could help me do that, that would be great.
I will just do it.
Thank you so much, Mom. I really, really appreciate that.
I really appreciate you.
Aw, shucks, Mom. You're just one of a kind, I tell you. I don't deserve you. And I can't wait to have one of your Cornish hens. It sounds great.
You will.
Okay. I look forward to it. I'll mark my calendar. I'll just come to your house. All right, Mom. I love you. I will put this up on the podcast.
And everybody have a great weekend. And I love you too, baby.
Thank you, Mom. I'll talk to you soon.